Hello, thanks for contacting Crafty Video Membership. My name is Teresa. May I please have your email address?
BWS.
You say
92.
B.
Boy.
Mm-hmm.
Will as in William. S as in Studerman. BWS. 9243@AOL.com.
Okay, so I'm not accessing anything. Boy, William,
no,
Sam.
No, I can't. I couldn't even get a place to register. I paid the $5 for the, but I can't even register my, it says that I don't exist. But I paid $5.
So you may have made a mistake somewhere in the email. That's what it sounds like.
Well, it's automatically auto-filled on everything.
Okay, what is your first name?
Brenda, B-R-E-N-D-A.
Last name?
And my last name is Studerman. S-T-E-U-T-E-R-M-A-N-N.
Okay. Sounds like you could have made a mistake in the email. Yeah, don't have one with the name. S-T-E-U-T-E-R-M-A-N-N.
Right.
Okay. Give me your zip code.
40059.
Oh, my gosh. Still nothing.
Well, I paid $5, and it says PayPal, $5, and it was sent to Craftsy. So it you got $5. I don't know what to do with it. I mean, I don't know how to handle it.
Okay, what is your address?
13305 Laurel, L-A-U-R-E-L.
Is that Drive Street Place, Lane?
Court.
Okay.
Court.
And what is the city?
Prospect, P-R-O-S-P-E-C-T.
And the state?
Kentucky.
Okay. So we're going to try to locate it like this. Wow. It's literally nothing popping up. Okay.
You're kidding. Hold on just a second. I just looked this up last night because my husband wants to take the painting classes. Can I just, let me see what I can come up with. Let me go back to PayPal. P-A-Y. Okay, go. All right. Log in, of course.
I see some says Edward.
Huh?
But
do you see Edward?
Yes, ma'am, but it's not showing, like, through Crafting, Mr. Edward M. Studerman.
Yeah, that's my husband.
Okay, but I don't see
is he,
any.
He's, well, I want the class for him, so if I just, can I just pay another $5 and sign him up for this? It was a thing, it says pay $5 for the year, and you can take painting classes. Can I just do something like that? Can I figure out? Okay.
But I'm just trying to see, because you already paid $5 already. Could it be under another email?
Okay, try this one. K Y T R O N 1, you know the number. KYTRON1@AOL.com. It pops
okay.
up, I'm just going to freak out.
KYTRON number 1.
Huh? At AOL.com.
And we do have a Craftsy account for
$5. You do?
Yes, ma'am.
It's under his name?
Yes,
oh
ma'am. Because you did it as a gift membership. So, yes, ma'am. Which is a good thing.
Oh, good. I've spent like an hour last night trying to figure out why I couldn't log in. Oh, that's amazing.
Yes,
now,
ma'am.
I think we're probably going to have to, well, let me try something real quick. I'm going to go see if I know his password for this. Oh, not now. Shoot. Hurry up.
You only need the password that you use for the account.
I need
and I can reset
hold
it
on.
For you.
Hold on just 1 second. Log in. Let me see what happens. I'm so excited. Okay. TON1@. All right, I'm going to try this password. Nope, it says your invalid username or incorrect password. So I need to do forgot password and change his password.
But
is
do
right?
you, okay, do you have access to that email? Because it's going to send the information over to that email. So do you have access to that email?
Nope, I sure don't.
Okay, so we can. Do you want me to reset the password for you?
Sure.
Okay. So I can assign you a temporary password. We're going to use lowercase ABC.
Okay.
And numbers 1, 2, 3.
Okay.
And try to log in.
Sign in. Not now. Well, it says, all right, this is membership details. So then he can go to the categories and pick out painting. All right. I am set up. I am ready to move on.
Yes, ma'am. Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
No, I guess I forgot that I used his. Oh, man. All that time last night trying to figure out something I'd made. Anyway, you have a great Monday, and I will talk to you later. Thank you.
Thank you. You have a wonderful day. Thanks.
Okay, bye. That's done.